Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. This is Paige Estrotori reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive right into it. Just yesterday, the Australian Securities Exchange took a significant hit, losing over $45 billion, as fears of a U.S. recession ripple across the globe. The S&P and ASX 200 index fell by a substantial 1.79%, and the All Ordinaries dropped 1.9%. These setbacks are largely due to the volatile U.S. tariff policies set by President Donald Trump and ostensibly weak employment figures in the States. On top of this, China's brewing retaliatory tariffs and the hasty U.S. congressional spending bill add to the tension. For the investors out there, caution is key. Prioritize those defensive strategies. Moving on, from the volatile market to a decade of transformation, our next story delves into recent changes in the Australian investment advice landscape. Over the last 10 years, innovation and regulatory changes have ushered in major advancements in the sector. Financial advisors have been offering increasingly sophisticated solutions, taking advantage of new technologies and legal tweaks. This, in turn, has translated to an empowered and more engaged client base, setting up improved financial futures for many. The Self-Managed Superfund Association, or the SMSFA, has sounded a call to action as well, advocating a separate role designation for financial advisors on the Australian Taxation Office portal. Restrictions in the existing framework often prohibit SMSF administrators and advisors from preventing superannuation errors. The proposal aims to bypass these roadblocks and facilitate more accurate retirement planning. Lastly, a crucial piece on gender disparity in Australia's retirement preparedness has come to light. Research by Colonial First State finds that only 34% of women are prepared for retirement, compared to 53% of men. It's clear that financial advice specifically tailored for women is desperately needed, along with innovation in tools that can help bridge this gap. That's all for now in our daily financial services news wrap. Remember, for expert solutions in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.